First of many remembrances for the people that were shot and killed at Fort Hood and those that were injured. Hey, everybody, how was your weekend? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Pretty somber for the people in Killeen, Texas, and the families affected by Ivan Lopez, the soldier who seemingly vented about a range of subjects on his Facebook page before he decided to go on a shooting rampage at his military base, Fort Hood, and he actually even talked about the outrage over Adam Lanza's mass school shooting in Connecticut, and then he talked about having this overpowering fear after an insurgent attack in Iraq and the hatred that consumed him after getting robbed. So a whole bunch of sporadic things, the theories abound as to what could have led to this. He took his own life with his .45 caliber handgun, and this is the biggest military base we have in this country and actually in the world. And the fact that it is now again shattered, having what just happened in 2009, seeing this happen again, I think clearly the discussion, and they're talking about it up on the Hill, about the safety of these bases. But if we hear the same old thing, and the same old thing is, well, geez, we have to beef up what we're doing as far as helping people who are mentally ill and have mental disorders related to PTSD or close to that. We need to be able to do whatever we can to try and help those people. Yes. Yes, we do. But how are you going to make sure that you get all those people? This was a guy who was already in the system, was not classified yet at this point, and who knew that this was going to happen? He had no history of that in his background whatsoever. The other thought is what ultimately snapped him was when he got into a fight with somebody on the base, and then that was it. He's, boom, I'm done. That's what set him off. The post commanding general, Lieutenant General Mark Miley, and of course this was the subject that everybody was talking about. I always say America Tonight is the buzz in the backyard, and a lot of people were talking about Fort Hood and bases and safety and how awful it is to see this happen again in the same place. What the lieutenant said is that he didn't experience direct combat in Iraq. He wasn't on the front lines. So what was he exposed to when he was deployed? They're saying they had credible information that he was involved in a verbal fight with a soldier from his unit just before opening fire. And the family stepped forward. Lopez's father asked for prayers for all those affected. He described the soldier as a calm family man and a good son. And he said, my son could not have been in his right mind. He was not like this. To repeat, he was being treated for mental issues, but he was not, ultimately classified. He was going in and he was getting some treatment. And before Wednesday's shooting, in tracing back his steps, because more information has come out throughout the weekend, so updating you on that. He stopped at the personnel office. He picked up a leave form, and that's what it looked like he was headed to. Not headed to this, and that does not help, I think, very much the families of the people who were killed and who had several operations and are barely surviving to hear that afterwards. Oof. Okay, so here's what was happening. Here was the treatment. I would think that the VA would do everything in its power to really add quality doctors as far as looking at the psychological aspects of people who come back, getting more peer groups in the 30s and 40s and, you know, maybe even in the 50s, because so many of those, the groups that they have, while they have them, they're limited to just, they're open to everybody, and I don't think they have good peer groups from what I understand. And, of course, I don't want to stamp that on every single veterans facility, but that's what it sounds like. So, once again, it's stretching dollars, not focusing on that, and that's going to be the talk. That's what they'll talk about in Congress, but what will it lead to? What are the actions? What's the change going to be? What will this debate ultimately yield? And the other thing I think it needs, what I think needs to come out of this is, what about arming the people on the base carrying sidearms so that if something like this were to happen, they're not defenseless? They're like trapped rats. So why does that have to happen? There has to be a way to lift that. At least put the guns in the hands of the officers and some others. You know what's going to happen. Is they're going to talk about the fact that they had to cut so much out of the bases because of the sequester and that they should consider increasing the budget. I know that's what they're going to say. That not a blank check, but there has to be something when it comes to mental health. And that there has to be better checks for this, and they have to consider what they're doing here. It's interesting because Congress last year, if you remember, considered tightening federal gun laws, including mental health checks for potential buyers, but they didn't pass any kind of legislation on that. Zero. None there. But I think it's only fair that to have this happen twice, they should give serious consideration to it. Now, I've talked to some of the military who say, no, I don't think that's the right thing to do because of how chaotic that could be on the base. Officers and senior enlisted personnel, why not at least have them be allowed to carry the guns? It makes sense. Have some of the leaders be there to perhaps do something so everybody isn't defenseless. But I don't know that they'll do that. Maybe tighter perimeter security at the bases. People are suggesting that. But still, if there's the will to do it, I think he still would find the way to make that happen. I think Lopez would have been able to make that happen. So I don't know that would secure anything. I still believe the firearms would be the best thing that could happen there. You might have a different thought on that. Wednesday is the overall memorial service. The president is coming to Killeen, Texas for that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The other big news is off the shores of the United States, the Pinger locator being used in the search for the Malaysia flight, the Boeing 777 Flight 370, has detected signals, they say, consistent with those emitted by aircraft black boxes. Just a short while ago, there was actually an update in Australia on what's being done and how they hope to get closer to the black boxes, to find them, to be able to get to them as time is ticking away on it. And you have a couple of ships that are there trying to make that happen. Three different ships actually heard the pinging sounds. Then the question becomes, if they find the black boxes, if they look through the timeline, what will this tell us in the end about that flight? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those areas in between. In our virtual green room, Andrew Sabo with Peel Back the Onion. You know this. He is a speaker, a marketing guru, and a strategist, among other things. Andrew, thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight.
Great to be with you, Kate, as always.
Well, we know you're in Texas, and the news has been awful. Fort Hood, once again, ground zero for a catastrophe. People are dead, including the gunman himself, and so many others injured. You know, part of the conversation, Andrew, is that, and this is the world's biggest military installation with the amount of military folks and civilians who are on the base in Fort Hood. There's conversation about people being able to be armed on the base because of now these two tragedies. But even after the first one in 2009, that there was talk about that should this be something to be considered. So I was wondering your thoughts on that and, of course, just the shooting itself.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously very tragic for the families involved. It's a very different kind of attack, so I think we should first of all, you know, take note, where before you had a very, the first was clearly a terrorist attack, even though it was, has been built for years as being an issue of workplace violence, but, I'm sorry, if you have, somebody coming in, shouting, clearly an Islamic epithet that is related to terrorism, that's not the case. And what saddens me here, and I don't want to take anything away from the families, because in both cases, families have been severely hurt here by this. And we're talking about people who serve our country. Irrespective of the nature of attack, it's like people have served our country, and they need to be honored. I think they need to be honored in the proper way. And I was sad in the first case that those soldiers did not receive the Purple Heart. And now we've got one report says three, another report says four. There's others who are critically injured. So these soldiers, I think, first of all, need to be honored, those who gave their life. They gave their life to the country, whether it happens here or on foreign soil. They gave their life. They should be honored first and foremost. And I don't want this to be used. I hope this is not used politically to reinforce the previous attack as being nothing more than a workplace act of workplace violence. It never was. I think most people knew what the truth was. And what saddens me is this could be used for political purposes. I hope it is not. On the other issue that you brought up, Pete, in terms of arming, I mean, that's an interesting. At least people on those bases do know how to use firearms.
Mm-hmm.
So one does one, you know, one should consider these are trained people who know how to use firearms properly. And, you know, their ability to therefore defend themselves when there's clearly, you know, you have three people injured this time, four people killed. I'm sorry, three killed, four killed. Reports are different, and at least 16 injured. That could have been stopped had somebody had certainly, even if it's just a sidearm, a firearm, that could have certainly prevented the loss of life and the loss of injury. So I don't think it's such a bad idea because you do have people who are trained. And they also know what to look for. I mean, in terms of, because you've been not only trained how to use a firearm, which is one thing, but you know when you're under a critical threat. And I think that those two factors, I think, should support that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. Two things that you said really hit home, and I'm glad you brought up the Purple Heart situation, because absolutely Purple Heart should have been awarded the last time. They should in this case, because those people give their life for this country. It's a terrible thing that happened on the base. It should be considered worthy of that, I agree. And I think people being trained in firearms, for goodness sake, of all places where you could use them, I think that you should be able to use it on a military base, absolutely. And, you know, is it political correctness? Is it the whole argument over guns and the military's failure? I think here is that they need to push for this. And Fort Hood is the prime example of it. This should be somebody trained, somebody who uses a weapon should be able to carry the weapon much like an off-duty police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that could have stopped it, but who knows, perhaps the right person would have been there and would have been able to take him down, and then maybe some more lives would have been saved and some less people would have been injured as well. So absolutely,
exactly.
100%.
You can mitigate it, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to turn to something completely different, but something that a lot of people are reacting to on America Tonight. Got a bunch of phone calls on this, not surprisingly, in our last show. There was a victory lap in Washington the other day for the amount of enrollees to Obamacare on the federal exchanges and the state exchanges, so it tops up over 7 million. Now, some of those people just put their name in the system. We don't even know if they paid for their health care. And more importantly, we don't know that these are people that didn't have health insurance before, so there's confusion over that. I say, you know, if I was the strategist behind the Obama administration's rollout of Obamacare, I'd probably tell the president to go out there and say, woohoo, we hit the numbers. But I think those numbers are phony. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was an April Fool at first when they announced on April 1st they hit 7 million. And the question is, you know, when you're in April, on the first day of April, now, who are the fools here? We have to be careful that we are not taken for being fools, you know, on a serious note here. So the numbers, you know, as Winston Churchill once said, there are lies, there are bloody lies, and there are statistics. And so one can always take those numbers. What are those numbers? So it's like the unemployment numbers. Okay, so where do you draw the line? We're only going to measure the people who report themselves as being unemployed. If you're unemployed and you don't, or you've given up, then you're not statistically considered to be unemployed. So just because you come to the website and you've put your name in, I actually tried this myself. I've actually tried a couple of times just to see what was that whole sign-up process like. And, yeah, it's very involved at the front end. Actually, I managed to get through it because the system crashed on me and told me to come back. So just because you sign up doesn't actually mean, so there's a very clever little thing I think here is signing up to the website doesn't mean you've signed up for health insurance because you have to register on the website first just to get through to be able to even consider that health packages. So, again, and also, you know, what are they really measuring? Are they measuring the people who actually visited, who actually went in at some level? I doubt very seriously that it's actually measuring the number of people who went all the way through the process because there's just too many reports. There's too much anecdotal evidence saying that, you know, people have given up. And now we're seeing the evidence on the other side of it is people are saying, you know what, I'll pay the fine. Fine. You know, it's like, well, why bother? And as we talked, I think 2 weeks ago is, you know, young people have figured this out. They say, you know what? I don't need to sign up now. I'll sign up later when something happens. Okay. So I'm probably not going to get fined, because they there's a whole mystery and a gray area about whether people will or will not be fined. Because if you had it, you could somehow prove in good faith you did try and sign up, then you're as good as, you've got some, you have sort of a quasi coverage. Then I can sign up later on when something happens. Okay, the doctor says, oh, you've got a problem here. You're going to need an operation or you fall down the stairs, break your leg. I need to go to hospital. On the way to hospital, okay, I'll sign up then, it's already a disaster. It just make it even more a disaster. And the latest report I've heard is some of the other aspects of Obamacare, it's going to cost the employee, the American Health Policy Institute. They did a survey of the 100 largest employers, those with 10,000 or more employees, asking what their costs they expect to be because of the result of Obamacare. They're talking $5,000 more per employee.
I know. I know. That rate is astronomical.
$5,000 more.
Yeah, $5,000 more.
This is an oxymoron. This is not affordable health care.
No. No, it's not. All right, I agree. Andrew Szabo, we're out of time. Thanks so much with Peel Back the Onion. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
All right.
Coming up next. Thank you. Coming up next on America Tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court on how much political donors can give to candidates. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Tonight, coming up, we're going to check the mailbag. Before we go there, though, perhaps you spent the weekend going to a movie. A quick reminder, and I'll tell you what was number one at the box office. That would be Captain America. You know, that's the ultimate escapism, right? Marvel Comics. And at the box office, cha-ching, like $96 million. That's an obvious hit. Anything along those lines, whether it's the Avengers, Captain America, whatever it is, you know it's just going to be a surefire hit. I like Captain America. I didn't see it, but I probably will go and see it, or at least I know for sure I'll rent it. So the reminder is, if you go to see a movie, you do a quick little movie review for us, tell us, no, it was crappy, no, it was great, oh, I loved it, blah, blah, blah. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Zodiac, who says, Kate, it makes me sick as a former lieutenant in the Army to see what has happened to Fort Hood. Arm those people. How can you have these grown men and women, for that matter, who go through what they go through to serve our country, to have them cowering, diving, looking for some place to shield themselves from somebody who decides to go berserk for whatever reason, whether it's terrorism, mental illness, or whatever reason it might be. Who cares about the reason? It's time to arm the people at the bases in the United States. In the United States. It says stakes, too. That's just a typo. I know all about that spell check. So, thank you very much. Yes, hardcore opinion. I agree. Why not? At least have somebody more than at the gate and more than in a few areas armed, because obviously, yes, we hope that this doesn't happen very often, but we have the Navy Yard, now we have the thing at Fort Hood twice, different reasons, and that's what I'm sure he's referring to. But how can you just have that happen? It's so hard to stretch your mind around that. You know, it's one thing to get a call, which is still horrific, that your husband, your son, or whoever was killed on a mission in Afghanistan when they were going out from one base to another base or something happened, they were clearing the way, and that's bad enough. But then to get a random phone call when it's a routine day checking in at the base to find out that, you know, somebody's killed that you love, I got to be honest, I would have a hard time. I'd have a hard time getting over that grief. I mean, if I had children, if it was my family in this situation, I would find the way to do that. But it would be tough. I really feel for those people. And, you know, there's a book, what's that book called? When bad things happen to good people. Whew, boy, it'd be time for major, major grief counseling. No question. Here's another one from Tom in Illinois. Kate, love the show. I've been listening now for a couple of months. Actually, my friend Brad listened, and he told me when I was on the third shift that I should tune it in. Good recommend. Fort Hood is a tragedy. Fort Hood should never have happened twice. It was sickening what that major did, screaming out, Allah Akbar, but they got him. We got him because he's going to get the death penalty, so good riddance. However, in this case, the guy offs himself and leaves behind a whole bunch of questions and speculation, and obviously he wasn't right. Obviously the military has to do something about that. What? Question mark, question mark. But there's no question. On the base, you have to be able to carry your sidearm. If you are an enlisted man, you have to be able to carry. If you are an officer, you have to be able to carry. You know, I don't think the military is going to do that, folks, though. Here's the thing. So we're saying that they should be armed. I'm non-military. I've covered the military. I've covered a couple of different bases from Alamogordo in New Mexico to Vandenberg in California and got to know the culture there, got to do a lot of stories. This was television. And I'll tell you what, the families that I got to meet and know and do stories on were pretty close-knit. The base, some of the areas in the base, people really close who worked together. You know, but here's the thing. The military is in the chain of command and the way things are done and from Hagel on to whoever's in the White House, there is an effect there. And they don't want this. They do not want the base to be armed. I mean, it's other than the guards and MPs and all of that. They don't want people to carry sidearms, so I don't see that changing. Do I think it should from my point of view and from seeing what I've seen? Yes. Because why? Because I think somebody could have stopped that. If they couldn't have stopped it completely, maybe stop the damage. Maybe not as many people are hit. Yes, it happens quickly, boom, boom, boom. But someone's there, they know that sound, they turn around, they're skilled in shooting, they see what's happening, and somebody can take them out. Somebody can take that person out. But if they're not armed, if there's no weapons, you can't do that. You can lunge at them, you can do other things, but good luck depending on what they've got and where they're moving, and, you know, we all know that, right? So, a moving target. I think they need to look at that, but I don't. But I don't think the military will do it. I really don't think that'll happen. All right, let's move on to something else. This one from Robert, who says, the Boeing 777 missing. This whole thing with the pings, I don't know, Kate. I just don't trust that there isn't some kind of a massive cover-up. You know, you look at and hear and you see what's on TV. You hear about the pings and what happened and all these different theories on was it hijacked? Did somebody purposely take it down from one altitude to another altitude? and we can speculate all day long. I think something did go badly wrong on that flight, and I don't know that we'll ever, ever know that. Now, they might find the plane, and I guess there's some relief in that for the people who had their people on the flight as passengers, but I don't know that we truly will figure out why that plane came down, and that's if they find it. Yeah, so there's ifs in there. The pinging seems as though that's leading to the plane, but then you get the plane, you go to the black box. I would want to know what it's in the black box, but it might not tell us. I mean, there's still a good chance we won't know anything different, but and this is the other thing. Depending on what they hear in the black box, what do you think they're going to say? What if it was something unbelievable? Do you think we're going to hear the reports of that? Do you think we're going to know that? Certainly not right away. We won't know it. I'll tell you that. Do I think there could be a conspiracy to cover certain aspects of it up? Oh, definitely. I definitely do. What the conspiracy is, though, is the different story. So we'll see. I mean, this is what we keep saying. It's a wait-and-see thing, but it's been almost, what are we looking at, almost 30 days here. March 8th is when that plane disappeared. All right, here's one from Lydia. Hey, Kate, I know you used to do sports. You've talked about it before, and I've actually heard you on NBC. Very cool to hear you talk about politics and what you say buzzes, and then to hear you actually doing sports, too, as well. What's the prognosis on Jim Kelly, the former quarterback for the Buffalo team? He's a Hall of Famer, I think, and I heard something about him over the weekend. I remember as a kid seeing him play, but I wondered if you knew anything about his condition. Yeah, it's funny that you asked that. I have a friend, her name is Chris Topowski. I'll have to have her on the show to talk about Jim Kelly because she worked in the PR office when Jim Kelly was on that whole run where they finished so many times a bridesmaid and didn't win the Super Bowl, but she had nothing but great things to say about Kelly, and could there be a more popular guy in Buffalo? So anyway, so the scoop is with him. He's got 3 sessions of chemo. They're doing this rapidly over 6 weeks, I guess, and daily radiation treatments. They're trying to, I mean, they're really looking for a miracle. They're trying to shrink small tumors that are spreading in his head. So it looked like he had kind of staved off some of the cancer, and then this all of a sudden happened, and he's trying to be positive. I mean, these are, I guess, skull-based tumors, and that's, you know, they're not operable. So that's the problem. They've got to be able to get it. They've got to be able to get the chemo, and radiation has to get it. You know, otherwise, it's treatable, and they say even potentially curable, but and maybe it is. If it's shrunk a little bit, maybe they can operate. That's the possibility, too, but it's pretty scary. It's pretty serious. I mean, they wouldn't be doing the chemo and the radiation if it wasn't serious, and they were trying to jump on it as fast as they could now that it's reappeared, you know, reappeared again. Rough. No doubt about that. Okay, one last one. And this one is from Dan, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I was wondering your thoughts on what's happening with this thing with the ship and whether or not there is some kind of massive cover-up or this is just a ruse to protect the pilot." Well, I don't know if it's a ruse to protect the pilot. I think the pilot's daughter is really defending him. We don't know. There's a lot of theories. Bungled hijacking, something mechanical happened, even though that seems so unlikely. Intentionally suicide, bombing the plane. Man, who knows? Who knows is the answer to that question. Hang with us.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Straightaway, we don't have to cancel this one like they did with the last stop in NASCAR. Ooh, rain is such a spoiler, I'll tell you what. Speaking of spoilers, I bet some of your brackets were smashed to bits. It comes down to UConn and Kentucky. UConn and Kentucky now, the last two standing in college hoops. If you don't care about such things, there is the sad sport of speculating about the Flight 370. They're getting closer to that whole pinging thing. They've spent millions of dollars, different countries coming to the rescue, trying to figure this puzzle out. The Malaysians, I think, bungled it badly. The Malaysian Air especially And will we know anything anyway, even if they find the wreckage, what happened on board that flight? And then, of course, Fort Hood, being shattered by gunfire, 16 people wounded, 3 people killed, and then the gunman himself. So that's 4. Time to arm up is what I say. How do you leave people who serve the country, how do you leave them in a wide open, vulnerable position? These are different times, so it's not to be paranoid, it's to be secure. How is it that in the state of Texas, in Killeen, Texas, outside of the gates of the military installation of Fort Hood, I could walk around with my concealed and carry? But yet somebody else with lots of training, probably more training than I would have, would find themselves in a very vulnerable spot should they come across someone like Ivan Lopez, for whatever reason, decides to go crazy and shoot anything within his sight, whether it was an argument, whether it was mental illness, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. It happened. So isn't it time to man up in the military and say it and call it like it is and let these people have arms? Let them carry their sidearms, for goodness sake. Dan is listening to us, speaking of Texas, in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, what do you think?
I had to put my headphones down. Well, I think about a lot of things. First off, I would love to be wrong on the plane. I would love to be wrong. I've already offered up prayers for all those poor people, and that's just one person could do. The rest of us could do the same. I know you've done your part. But I would love to be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think this is a false reading that they're getting. The earth emits all kinds of things. It's just in its natural percolation. Okay, now, two, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. A man that puts his life, or a woman puts her life on the line for the United States of America, should not be told they can't carry a firearm and be subject to people that would kill them when they come under some kind of grudge. My third thing is, are you ready to still walk to New Jersey naked?
Am I ready to walk naked? Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you to it
because I'm going to make a ton of money selling these tickets. After this upcoming election, we've got a number of people that's going to swap our little illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, down and ask to have him kicked out because he's not our president. He's an illegal alien. He can't hold a job or any job that he's had in this country. And we're going to get him.
All right, so you still think he's going to get impeached?
I still think he's going to get impeached, and I still think that there's something inky on that plane, and I'm still... also agree with you on the gun issue with the state armed forces. And I'm sorry I don't have any jokes for you, because your good friend Bob that emailed you that he was going to send you some jokes took me out of that game, and so I'm going to have to let you tell the jokes now. Bye.
Don't give up on the jokes, Dan. We're going to expect a good one later this week. Thank you, Dan. He always has some, he does, he has some pretty good ones. A couple of stinkers along the way, but usually pretty good. I'm not the world's best joke teller. There's different kinds of funny, and there's a certain way to deliver a joke, and you really have to deliver the punchline correctly, and I find that there are a lot of people that just don't do that, and I'm one of those people. I can tell a joke, but I don't think I can tell them as well as other people can tell them, let's put it that way. So the reference to me walking naked to New Jersey is, I said there is no way that President Obama is going to be impeached. I don't think it's going to happen. And he's insistent it will. And so I say, well, if that happens, I'll walk naked to New Jersey. And I still don't think he's going to be impeached. Are you kidding? I mean, there's a couple years left in this. They'll leg this out. There's just no way. Unless, let me tell you, you'd have to have a mountain of evidence. I mean, a mountain of evidence. And you got to think of it this way. For disagreeing with policies and not liking the administration, okay, that's one thing, and I agree, I understand, with some of the things that have happened. However, as he came in to being a senator, do you think there would really be that much of a cover-up with the background checks? I heard the background checks are incredible. I have a friend who's running for Congress, and we'll have him on the show probably one day soon. And the background checks, what you go through, all of that is pretty thorough. And I can't believe you're going to have people that are going to comply with that. So just, you got to think about that. How many people would it take for that kind of a cover-up and to make it work? And I don't think so, because then you would uncover that in doing the checks, and he never would have made it to the Senate floor. So I get not liking his policies, not being crazy about them, but I just don't see the proof there. I don't see the proof at all. Speaking of running, Jeb Bush is now, because he's being asked so much, it's like Hillary Clinton. Who are the two people that get asked if they're running for president the most? I think Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. So Jeb Bush, because of all the speculating that's going on, says, I'm going to make a decision about a 2016 run sometime this year. He said it's getting him so much attention, it's like he's already been in the race. He can't believe how much attention that he's getting. And he wants to make sure that he wants to do this. I don't know. I mean, sometimes if you're pushed enough, because I think he wanted it a long time ago, can you imagine if you had another Clinton-Bush race? What do you think would happen head-to-head there? Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. And she hasn't officially said she's running. She's doing the same thing. She's being pretty coy about it, which means they're really looking at the landscape to see what the possibilities are to make sure, especially the Clintons. I think they want to make sure if they're going to pull the trigger on a run that she's as popular with the Democrats as it appears to be, that it would be Hillary Clinton, and who could possibly beat her. All right, we're going to leave you on this note. How about this new poll that shows Americans don't want to give up on Obamacare? Would that surprise you to hear about that? And you know how polls are. You can manipulate them politically and in different directions, to the right and to the left. But this one came out of Huffington Post YouGov poll. That's the two of them smacked together. And it found that Americans are cooling down, supposedly, over the frenzy over Obamacare. 41% of Americans in the new poll say they support the health care law. 50% say they were opposed. Before, 38% back in January had a favorable opinion of the law, 52% unfavorable. What do you think? I think generally a lot of people oppose it at least somewhat, so I don't know where they're getting all of their numbers. You never know.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.